This is Ag Markets and More. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Bob Bragg.
Hey, Bob. There's a growing body of science that's questioning whether increased CO2 levels are the main culprit for increasing temperatures around the world. There's an evidence that our food production practices may also have a role in our changing climate beyond the CO2 that's released from when you cultivate fields.
Yes.
So what is this growing body of evidence that's pointing maybe in a different direction than high CO2 levels?
Well, one thing, some articles I've read is they're talking about the fact that our CO2 levels are higher than they were a couple decades ago, but you know they're not at record high levels. That if you go back in history, you'll see much higher levels of CO2. And say during some of the times when we had a lot of vegetation, that the CO2 levels were higher, and that helps vegetation. And that the 410 or 12 parts per million that we see the CO2 level today is not enough to actually harm humans, because humans can take a lot more than that. Point out that in submarines, the level may be up to 8,000 parts per million in a submarine. Humans can get by with that, but when it comes to the CO2 really helps plant growth, so we should see, in essence, a bump in plant growth, but this whole situation may be more impacted by our farming methods. In other words, overgrazing in many parts of the world, where you see the desertification of many countries, Africa being one of the main ones. If you get bare ground and you measure the temperature on that bare ground, is much higher than it is if you've got a plant canopy. And that's the problem. And there's kind of a cascading situation there. If you raise the temperature and we mess around with the water cycle, then we may well be building more and more possibility of temperatures rising. It's just like over a city, the temperatures much higher than they are over the country where there's a lot of vegetation. So that's one couple of points.
So are you saying that the research is showing that the farming practice of overgrazing is increasing desertification, and that is creating heat islands that are impacting the global temperature rise? And this new science, or this growing body of evidence, is saying this could also be a piece of the culprit.
Yes, and plus our crop production practices. We still go through and till the soil, leave it bare for a good part of the year, and then we plant something on it, which then gets the green, then it's harvested, and then oftentimes it's left so that it's bare, so that there's around the world, as we see, for example, corn production increasing in South America as well as in the Baltic region, that probably they're using similar practices to what we do here in the U.S. So those are all things that may be causing some of this. Of course, we really don't know.
Okay, Bob, that's Ag Markets and More. Thanks. You can check out this program and all of Ag Markets and More at ksjd.org. Just click on the programming link.